Population.
You're locked into Ben Malone. Yes, thank you, Sam Devine. It's Friday Night Kiss. My name is Ben Malone. I'm taking you through for the next 2 hours, and I have got a jam-packed show on the way. But before we look forward at this week's show, let's throw it back to last week's, where I was joined in this very studio by this girl to celebrate the release of her new single, Camden Cox. This is Shivers.
We heard the same. We're
feel like I can float. Your eyes as deep as the ocean. I'll be there for you, I'll be there. I'll be
City, taken from their forthcoming album, dropping a little bit later this summer. Featuring North, that one's called Breathe You In. And sounding big right here on Friday Night Kiss. And if you just joined us, hello, welcome. My name is Ben Malone. I'm taking you into the weekend this week. We opened up the show with Camden Cox and Shivers. Brand new last week. Camden joined me in the studio. You can still listen back to that on the Kiss FM UK website and on the brand new Rayo app. And speaking of special guests, I've got another one joining me in the studio tonight in about 30 minutes' time. I'll tell you all about her in a moment. But first, I've been hammering this on the show recently. I just can't get enough of it. From Lafleur, it's called Stay With Me on Friday Night Kiss. Thank you. a planetary criminal. The sad boy, that's no time here on Friday Night Kiss. I love the energy in this record. So good. Before that, new music from Tabasco. It's a former Spotlight selection for me. And the first of a series of releases on PS from the boys. Very exciting for them. I also saw they just unveiled a festival stage they're doing in a couple of weeks. So busy, busy times for Tabasco. Okay, we're going to dive into a short break now. Do not go anywhere, though. I'm back in the mix. Replaying you last week's Spotlight selection right after this.
Ben Malone. Kiss Night.
It's Friday Night Kiss. You got Ben Malone taking you into the weekend, and I couldn't not play this. Opened the show with it last week, and it just still sounds so good. Probably the most viral record in dance music at the moment. Kind of music taking over the world, Adam Port and Strive. The videos of this record dropped in front of the pyramids of Giza have just gone fully viral. Although I think what's maybe got bigger now is all the people imitating Strive's headwear. Check it out on TikTok, it's pretty funny. The track is called Move. Fire, burning.
Feeling you don't wanna wait. I know that you want me here and now. Are you
love the vibe in it. So good. Adam Port and Strive on Kind of Music. That's Move here on Friday Night Kiss. And it's now time to replay you last week's Spotlight selection, keeping it in the Afro House world, following on from his huge rework of Disclosures, You and Me. Revo takes on Armin van Buuren's classic trance record, In and Out of Love. An incredible vocal here. Just sounds so good in this new Afro production. Had to make it my spotlight last week. Revo and Armin. 10 minutes of Afro House vibes on the show. Adam Portnoy's drive into Revo and Armin van Buuren. I think it's time to shake it up a little bit and push the tempo as I unveil this week's Spotlight selection on a slightly different tip. From Scottish duo Kimmich, who have been on fire recently. These guys have been touring all over the place, smashing out the parties. And this time they've teamed up with Irish vocalist Mimi, an artist that they performed live with in the past, now coming together on this record. And it finally gets a release with a big old vocal here from the noughties. This is Kimmich and Mimi, Tokyo, my Spotlight selection.
Dumb enough to believe when somebody says jump on this, would you follow them on your knees? Am I wrong or right to be dancing with you tonight? Said I'm done with his fantasies, what I got is my sanity. My baby knows what I want, he's getting me in my thing. He better take what I got or he won't see me again. Cause there's been too many guys just making moves on the floor. My baby's reading my mind, he knows that I'm needing more.
Thank you.
like I need you here on Friday Night Kiss. You got me, Ben Malone, taking you through. I hope you're enjoying your Friday night so far. And I hope you're enjoying the music on the show tonight. We are pushing the tempo a little bit here. Now, in about 5 minutes' time, I'm going to be joined here in the studio by my special guest this evening. She's a former resident here on KISS. She's had some wicked productions to her name. She's DJed all over the world. Amy L joins me to celebrate the release of her brand new single, Silver Lining, which came out last week. She's taken a bit of a break from releasing music over the last year to reevaluate her sound, and she's come back with this beautiful, euphoric, melodic anthem. And I'm super excited to have her in on the show. We'll be chatting to Amy L in about 5 minutes' time after this short break.
Elation.
Ben Malone. Kiss Night.
It's Friday Night Kiss. You got Ben Malone taking you through. Joining me in the studio, my special guest, Amy L, is just setting up right now. We're going to chat to her about all things music, her touring, her productions, and everything in between. But first, let's play this. John Summit, teaming up with Cascade and Julia Church for the second time. This is Resonate on Darkroom Records.
Frequency the same as mine. I wanna see it through your eyes, the moon, the stars, and the sky. Slowly letting go of time.
Special guest this evening shot into the limelight during lockdown with a host of huge releases like Push It, Let Me In and Feel the Heat, which was hailed as one of the biggest dance tracks of 2021. She's been heavily supported across streaming platforms and she used to have her own show here on KISS. Amy L is in the building. Amy, how you doing?
Ooh, great, thank you. What a lovely introduction.
So, you're back. New music is out.
I am back. Back and ready to get in business. Music's out. Silver Lining is out. It's week old.
Yeah, and you're playing gigs as well.
Yes, which is amazing. I'm loving it.
How does it feel to be back, stuck in?
It feels good, to be fair. I feel like I probably shouldn't have taken the... Well, I should have. I think we're going to get into reasons why I took a bit of time, but... It feels nice to get the ball rolling again. I'm ready. I need it. And shows feel amazing. And Yeah, it's going.
It's going good.
It's going good.
So you came from a singer, songwriter, sort of pop music background and then moved pretty quickly into dance music. What kind of triggered you to get fully stuck into house and techno?
I mean, it's all been a process. It's all been a process of my journey, like starting off singing and songwriting and then going and producing. And then it was dance music. It was more commercial dance, more charts, because that's what I was listening to. Like, I wasn't going out clubbing. And, like, I had a big taste in everything. Like, my parents' CD collection was, like, stupidly big. We were always playing music, but it wasn't really club. It wasn't club music. And then when I got into producing, it was more dance. And then I bought a pair of decks, my famous eBay controller, which I wish I kept. You know, it would just be my prized possession. But that was the start of me learning more house and more, I mean, tech house is what I started learning, but still discovering the underground scene. And now I've been taken by it. I feel like, yeah, I'm definitely still discovering it, but like, that was the start of it. So that's a journey, really.
And I think it's fair to say that your career took off really quickly at the start.
Yeah, so quickly.
You were kind of thrust into playing some massive shows in strange places all the way around the world. Your releases were all over the radio. How was that kind of mad rush for you?
I mean, to be honest, it's all a bit insane. Like, my first shows with Al Rowe in Liverpool. Bramley Moor Dock, do I want to say? Yeah, that's
my first. That's a big venue.
It was at the start, so it wasn't like full out. But it was, it was a big warehouse. And then it was, you know, going to like All Night Long Fabric to Tomorrowland to, I don't know, Exit Festival, all these amazing shows, like before the headliner. And they were my first shows. And I had to learn a lot. And actually having the time from stopping shows, I think it's been good to evaluate. I think the time has been good to evaluate, but it was crazy and amazing, and definitely has developed me as a person. But yeah, it was pretty insane.
Yeah, and just kind of touching on why you took that time out, I guess part of it is you wanted to reevaluate your sound and the music you were making, but also maybe just because of how hectic the beginning of your career had been. Was that a factor?
I think the building blocks for the whole project probably wasn't, well, they weren't in structure. You know, something wasn't there. I think I had to do some groundwork on what I really wanted to say as an artist. I think, you know, the whole process of it, I think, needed some sort of evaluating. And yeah, as much as it was amazing, some time to look at that and take, you know, look at the whole project was needed,
100%. But you are back. You played Studio 338 a couple of weeks ago. You played with Frankie Wah.
Oh, yes.
Does it feel good to be back behind the decks?
Oh, so good. You know, like, I just love being behind the decks. Like, I get so nervous for it now. It's really strange, like, thinking, I've played Tomorrowland, Amy, and there's, like, these some venues I go to. But the thing is, like, I love playing to a small crowd, and that's when it's harder, right, than going into a big, like, before the headliner. Like, that's kind of some of the sets that I was doing. But like, I've really learned to love the DJing and the art of it and
the journey of it.
And I'm still think I'm discovering what I want to really say.
You're also back releasing. You did a remix on Enhanced earlier this year, and you dropped your first single of the year on Armada last week, Silver Lining.
Yes.
Let's talk about that track. It's a really beautiful, melodic journey. We're going to play it in a moment, but just tell me about how that record came together and what it means to you.
I feel like I did that track ages ago, but I was having some writing sessions with a guy called Mitch, who's an amazing pianist, and I have always wanted to write, like, an emotional string arrangement, and at the time, I was going through a challenging time. Like, I'm not gonna lie, when I took some time out, I was going through a lot of ups and downs, but it was well needed to, like, mold me into the person that I am. And I think, yeah, I'm super, super grateful. Anyway, we had this really emotional string track, and then Mitch was just, like, playing around and came up with a trance lead. And, like, I have a trance track release. I've tried to change that trance lead so it's less trancey, but it just sounds so amazing with that sound, that kind of, like, throwback old sound. And I just, I've tried to change it, but it's so good. So
trance is back.
It's back. I mean, that was the reason for kind of like going down that track. Well, it wasn't the reason. It's just what came up in the room. But yeah, it has that emotional feeling to it. It has the long builds, and yeah, I really do. I do love it. I do love and hate it because I've heard it so many times.
It's always the way. But you're going to hear it one more time now, so let's play it. This is Amy L and Silver Lining on Friday Night Kiss. Boom.
Nice.
Nice. Silver Lining here on Friday Night Kiss. I love the euphoria in that record. The journey is beautiful. What a track.
Thank you.
So you kind of burst onto the scene in lockdown, as we mentioned in the first part of the interview. Coming into dance music at a time when there weren't any clubs, that kind of forced you to create a bit of a community online. Which has continued to be a big part of your artist journey. And you have a really, really engaged fan base through things like Discord and Twitch and stuff. Tell me a little bit about that.
I started through sort of like live streams, and I try and carry on doing Twitch. And at the moment when I don't have much shows, and they're going to start coming in, I will try and be on Twitch as much as I can to connect with the community. And, you know, if you have people supporting the music that you do and a great audience, then, like, that's... being able to connect with them is even better. You know, having people that love your stuff is one thing, but being able to connect with the people that love your stuff is another thing. So I think it's really special. And I think it's just about creating a balance where... you know, I can jump onto socials and be able to connect with them, and then have my time in the studio and do all my bits, you know?
And I think in 2024, you know, you've got the balance right of having an online presence and a club presence. I think a lot of the old school DJs struggle with the online presence, and a lot of new DJs struggle with having the club presence as well. How do you find those two worlds interact, online versus physical in the club?
Well, it's definitely different with Twitch. I've definitely realized that more now that I'm doing shows. But like I do Twitch because it's almost like a little radio show. I'm like just DJing the tunes that I love, and then I'm able to just like try new mixes, new techniques, because I'm always trying to improve on my DJing, and able to like mess up and have a laugh with the people that I connect with, and I've actually like formed relationships with, so that's really fun. But yeah, club is definitely like, that's the energy, right? I just, you know, there's nothing better than that. So I'm excited to start doing shows again and really connecting, and this time I feel like it's going to feel a little bit different too. So I'm excited. I feel like there's phase two AML that's come out to play.
AML 2.0.
Yeah, definitely.
And I guess, you know, the Twitch stuff is a great testing ground for you to try your new music and like you said, new DJing techniques that you're kind of working on.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
So AML 2.0, are we going to hear some more music this year?
There is tons and tons of music ready. I feel like I've been hoarding it and overthinking and going around in circles and doing what artists do best. And it's time to get music out and it's time to push forward. And I feel like the time has been very valuable. And it's not always going to be perfect on this journey. Like, I don't think I'm completely there with it, but I'm definitely really, really close. Silver lining feels old now, you know, but like...
Yeah, of course.
I am excited to push forward, and there's tons of music, so yeah, it's very exciting.
Amazing. Well, look, I'm really excited to hear what 2024 and beyond has in store for AML 2.0. You're going to jump into the guest mix for us in a moment, but before we do that, let's just throw it back to AML 1.0. I want to play one of my favourite records from the first round of your career. This is Tom Chu. back to an older AML record, teaming up with Tom Ashbrook for Tom Tune on another Rhythm Records. AML is here in the studio. She's going to jump into the guest mix for us just after this short break, so do not go anywhere. AML here on Friday Night Kiss. After this.
More details.
You're locked into Ben Malone.
It's Friday Night Kiss. You got Ben Malone taking you through. Joining me here in the studio, my special guest this evening, Amy L, is in the building. She's about to jump onto the decks. Amy, what can we expect from the next 30 minutes?
You can expect some throwback trance, some stuff that you know. I'm supporting some new tracks that have come out from amazing upcoming artists, and I'm taking you on a little bit of a journey through many dimensions. Enjoy.
Amy, thank you so much for coming on. It's great to have you here in the mix on Friday Night Kiss. Let's do it.
We'll be right back.
Kiss.
Ecstasy.
It's Friday Night Kiss. My name is Ben Malone. Right now, live behind the decks here in the studio, Amy L, my special guest this evening, is taking us on a melodic journey through some proggy and beautiful sounds. Loving this mix. Let's dive straight back into it. Amy L here on Friday Night Kiss.
We'll be right back.
An incredible guest mix, beautiful sounds from ABL here on Friday Night Kiss. A huge thank you to Amy for coming in for that. Her brand new single, Silver Lining, is out now and sounding wicked here on Friday Night Kiss. You can re-listen to this whole show, including Amy's guest mix, on the brand new Rayo app. It's replaced the old Kiss Cube one. It's basically just a big upgrade, way better than the old app. So yeah, check it out on there. Rayo, get the app, and you can re-listen to this entire show, including Amy's incredible guest mix. Okay, I'm going to be back behind the decks for the final 30 minutes of tonight's show. We're going to push the tempo nice and hard, as well as some deep melodic cuts as well. So do not go anywhere. I'm back in the mix after this. It's Friday Night Kiss, and for the final time tonight, I'm diving in behind the decks, bringing you 30 minutes of exclusive new cuts like this from Magnus and Connor Ross. Reworking a release that Magnus did earlier this year, taking it a little bit darker, a little bit heavier, and a little bit more driving. This is Joy Part 2.
I can never find someone Mm-hmm.
Brand new from Friends of Kiss, Ilias and Barrientos with Sean Lee. That's Be Good. Before that, new music from Christoph and Pete Tong on Anjuna Deep, sounding big. And lifting the energy and the tempo just a little bit now. This is a brand new debut release from Sarah Story, released on her own imprint Stories. It's called The Line. pushing the tempo with brand new Kiki called 5 Minutes of Acid, released on her own Slash imprint last week. Before that, new from Calvin Logue, dropping a 2-track EP on Patrick Topping's Trick Records. That one's called Rave in the Jungle. And that is it from me. Thank you for joining me for tonight's show. And thank you to Amy L for being here in the studio and doing a wicked guest mix. Remember, you can check out the whole show on Listen Back on the brand new Rayo app. It's replaced the old Kiss Cube, just like a better, fresher version. All your favorite highlights from across the Kiss network. Rayo, it's called, R-A-Y-O. That's it from me, though. Shosh will be taking you through for the next 2 hours. I'll see you next week.